Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
When you're bothered with the queasy, uncomfortable feelings of an upset stomach, I can certainly sympathize with you. But you need more than sympathy. What you want is...
relief.
Yes, and drugstores everywhere sell Alka-Seltzer, so you can get the kind of comforting relief Alka-Seltzer brings so promptly.
Alka-Seltzer reduces excess stomach acid.
Alka-Seltzer gently soothes and settles an unsettled stomach.
Alka-Seltzer relieves that stuffy, too full feeling.
Yes, and Alka-Seltzer is pleasant to take, too. Leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth. So, next time eating too much or too fast brings on an upset stomach, get...
relief.
Yes, get relief with Alka-Seltzer. It's the favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
The main event of the Wistful Vista social season is the annual Charity League dinner dance, which will take place tonight at the Country Club. Among those planning to attend is Dr. George Gamble, who says...
I'm picking Miss Cuddleson up at 8 o'clock, and we'll see you kids out there.
Huh? Oh, we'll be there, Doctor. I've been looking forward to this dance for weeks.
Yeah, we got our dough all saved up and everything, Ducky. I even had my tuxedo cleaned and pressed, where I sat in the cream chicken last year.
Are they serving cream chicken again tonight, Doctor?
I don't think so, but don't worry, Molly. I'll get him a shrimp cocktail to sit in. That's going to be quite an affair, from what I hear. They're bringing a big-name band out from the East.
Oh, yes, I read about that. Grace Spitalny and her all-boy orchestra.
Oh, boy.
They're on television.
Well, I'd like to see that. But I hope they can play better than that outfit they had last year. Them guys must have played 25 numbers, and they never once managed to keep time with my dancing.
Neither did anybody else. Incidentally, be sure to save me a couple of dances tonight, will you, Molly?
Oh, I'll be glad to, Doctor.
Good. After a few rounds with little Shinbuster here, you may enjoy pairing off with a real smooth dancer for a change.
Smooth dancer?
Mm-hmm.
You?
Now,
Oh, no kidding, Molly. When old Doc starts that frantic foxtrot of his, he looks like a fat sheep herder stomping out a prairie fire in 10 acres of tall grass, barefooted.
Oh, is that so?
So.
Well, for your information, Sonny... Miss Cuddleson thinks my footwork is, and I quote, extremely graceful.
Oh, brother. I've saw gracefuller footwork done by a bow-legged Italian winemaker tromping the juice out of a bat full of grapes.
Oh, me.
Why, boy, you've got...
Now, stop it. That's enough.
But, Molly, he's...
As a matter of cold fact, sweetheart, you're not exactly Fred Astaire yourself, you know.
No, but I'll say this for him, Molly. When McGee moves out across the dance floor with that plow horse gait of his... He makes every man in the crowd feel like Fred Astaire.
Blah.
Well, I better get back to the office, kids. I'll see you tonight.
Right, Doctor. Bye.
So long.
Ah, this'll be fun tonight, McGee. Practically everyone we know is going.
Hey, how about the Nilsons? Are they going, Les and Sally?
Well, I don't know. I've sort of got the feeling they can't afford it.
Hmm.
They both love to dance, you know, but... Well, $15 for tickets, that's a lot of money for a couple of young kids just getting started in life.
It's a lot of money for a couple of old kids that started about 1900 and several years ago, too. I've been saving since Christmas to get that dough together, and hey, I think I'll trot next door and find out if them kids are going tonight or not.
Oh, now, don't go putting those youngsters on the spot, McGee. If they're broke, they'll be too embarrassed to admit it.
Who's going to ask them if they're broke? I'll be diplomatic. I'll be casual. I'll be suave.
I'll be surprised.
I'll just mosey over and borrow a cup of sugar and hint around till Les spills the whole story, whatever it is. Because I'm the type of guy...
Here's the sugar you wanted, Mr. McGee. You think that's going to be enough now?
Oh, sure. That's fine, Les. You're sure you and Sally are going tonight, huh? To the country club?
Oh, yeah. We're sure going to try it.
Try?
I mean, we're going.
Oh, good.
Unless, of course, Sally gets one of her headaches or something.
Headaches?
Yeah, uh-huh. You see, she'd been getting headaches lately, sort of, off and on.
Hmm.
We sure hated to miss that theater party the Elks Club had last month. I heard it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but gee whiz, that was only $3 less. I could have loaned you the...
Well, it wasn't the money.
Oh, yeah. Sally's headaches.
That's what it was, all right. Hit her just like that. But we're hoping to go to that dinner dance tonight, though.
Good.
Unless, of course, she gets a headache. You know how it is.
Oh, sure, yeah, I know. It is all right. I had a tough time myself trying to scrape up enough dough, medicine, to keep from getting a headache myself tonight. Yeah.
Is there anything else I can lend you? Sally's not home right now, but if you need salt or flour...
No, thanks, Les. Well, I got to run and tell Molly. I'll tell her I got the sugar, I mean. Maybe she can figure out some way to... That is, well, I hope you can make it some way. And that's the story, kiddo. Them kids are flat. I wish we could lend them the money, but...
They wouldn't take it, even if we had it to lend, which who has?
True.
And maybe you're mistaken. Maybe Sally does get a headache now and then.
Every time an expensive affair comes along? How about the church bazaar they didn't go to and the Elks Theater partying? Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh.
Hmm? What is it? What are you looking at?
Look out the window there. Maybe that'll convince you how broke them poor kids are.
What?
Look who's taking Les's car keys from him. Nick Bonomo, that rat.
Bonomo? Who's Nick Bonomo?
The guy from the finance company.
Oh, that's him, all right. Oh,
why,
dear,
sure.
Those youngsters do need help, McGee.
Yeah. Gee, who's missing a dinner dance is one thing, but we can't just stand idly by while those poor kids lose their car. Oh, this is a crisis.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
The fun you have is good for you. You need it. You deserve it. But the question is, do you always feel good enough to enjoy it? Sometimes a headache or an upset stomach just won't let you enjoy the fun that's so good for you. Well, that, my friend, is a situation that calls for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
You see, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. And this is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer. Try it. For refreshing relief for a headache or upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer.
It's me, Molly. I'm back. Come on in here, Wimp.
Thank you. The money, McGee. What'd you do about it?
It's all took care of. I put the dough in an envelope with a little note, and Wimp dropped it in Les's mailbox.
He won't take it, McGee. He won't take it. He'll bring it right back. Sally and Les are too proud to let their neighbors...
Oh, not the way I handled it. They won't bring it back.
Oh, he's a slick one, Mr. McGee is. That letter was a masterpiece, Mrs. McGee.
Oh? What did you write?
Well, I realized that Les wouldn't let us lend the dough to him, especially when he knew it was all we'd save to go to the dance on, so... By the way, Wimp chipped in the rest of the money. You sure their car payment is $20?
Yeah, Sally once mentioned how hard it was for them to save that much each month. $20. That was certainly nice of you, Mr. Wimple, pitching in the extra $5.
It was his tuxedo money for the dinner dance. Now he can't go either.
Oh, dear. What did your wife say, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, I'll just tell her to go alone. I'll use Sally's gag. Tell her I have a headache. It certainly is believable enough, the way she bangs it against the floor practicing those wrestling holds on television. Ooh, I'll be so glad when that picture tube blows out. And
boy, I wish I could see the look on Les's face when he opens that letter and finds that money. He'll be so...
Well, what did you write, McGee? I hope he doesn't think we're butting in on their private affairs because...
I wish somebody'd butt in on my private affairs with $20 in an envelope. But don't worry, they'll never know who's at.
It's him, Lester Nelson.
Oh, good gracious. I hope he didn't see me sneaking away from his mailbox.
Nah, I was watching his windows all the time. He's probably dashed over here to tell us the good news. Now, play it cool now. Remember, we don't know from nothing.
I certainly don't. You never have told
me... Come in! Well, well, well. Our good friend and friend and neighbor, Lester Nelson.
Hello, Lester.
Hi, everybody. I just rushed over here to tell you folks some real exciting news.
Oh?
Yeah, look at this. It just came in the afternoon mail from Bombay, India.
India?
That was the only stamp I could spare.
It is from Sir Humphrey Nadeau.
I beg your pardon?
I don't know who he is either. But listen to this here. Enclosed, please find $20 in gratitude for a service you rendered me when I was a child.
What?
It was many years ago, before your time, so you might not remember. Mm-hmm. But when Mater and Pater were passing through your town in Texas, you helped a lonely boy pass the time away pleasantly by playing Ollie, Ollie, Oxen, Free, 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 between trains. And I appreciated that. Gratefully, Sir Humphrey Nadeau. And there's no return address.
That figures.
Hey, look how old this canceled stamp is.
Well, it traveled a long way, you know.
Yeah, but isn't this great? $20 from a long-lost benefactor.
Yeah, I sure can use it.
Oh, I'll bet. You must be excited, Lester.
Oh, I sure am. And Sally's just tickled to death. No headache or anything. Now we can all go to the big dinner dance tonight.
The dinner dance? Well, isn't there something more important than that, Lester?
Important?
What Molly means, well, we don't want you to think we're nosy or anything.
No one would ever think that.
But, well, this afternoon, we saw a guy drive away with your car.
Oh, you mean Nick Bonomo, Sally's cousin.
Yeah, that guy from the finance, Sally's cousin.
What?
Yeah. You see, I loaned him the car to pick up his girl.
Uh-oh.
Nick's broke, and he couldn't go with us to the dance tonight, so him and his girl were going to a movie. But heck, now that I got all this money, me and Sally are going to pay for their dance tickets, too. Isn't it wonderful the way things...
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
It's a fact.
Your meals may not give you enough vitamins because of vitamin loss in cooking, storing, and processing foods.
It's a fact.
A shortage of vitamins can rob you of normal pep and energy, cause you to look and feel below par.
It's a fact.
One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. So, guard yourself and your family against vitamin shortage. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. That's one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
McGee, who was on the phone?
Les Nelson, calling from the country club.
Hmm.
Said they're all having a wonderful time. Wanted to know why we weren't there.
What'd you tell him?
I told him we had a headache.
Yes. Bring the Alka-Seltzer and come on to bed.
Okay. So long, everybody.
See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Wallace Wimple is played by Bill Thompson, Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan, and Les Nelson by Robert Easton. Say, Fibber has a funny story he wants to tell you tomorrow. If he can keep from exploding until then, this is John Wald inviting you to hear it on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.